Welcome, my friends, to Shaking the Salt with Dr. Peppers. At the end of the message, stay tuned if you want to contact me for any reason, including prayers. Thank you, and I'm Dr. Peppers, Shaking the Salt. Here we go. Just coming off the end of a wonderful trip for my mommy's birthday, which was at exactly on Mother's Day, May 14th, she turned 98. And family came in from all over the place. Of course, I'm from Florida, as you know. And my sister and her daughter and grandchildren. And we had nieces and nephews and my mom's sister-in-law, who is 95. That's Aunt Kitty. We were all together for a glorious family reunion. And it was better than could ever be expected. You know, sometimes the old past family reunions, at least ours, has had a little contention, and we couldn't talk politics. We couldn't talk religion without somebody getting angry or shouting. But believe it or not, most of those people have either died or moved away. So those of us that are left in the core are very congenial and loving. And I was just thrilled and started thinking about having to come back here before I was able to finish visiting with everybody. Well, we had one friend that we had to see, another friend we prayed for going in for heart treatment, and another friend that we weren't looking forward to seeing simply because she's a complainer and a whiner. And I was bold this time because she claims that she's a fellow believer. And so I presented to her a scripture. I said, "Can I read you this?" And she said, "Well, of course you can," as she's just whining and complaining about her aches and her pains and that life has just not been fair to her and she hasn't had a good family. And she just feels left out and nobody loves her. Everybody hates her. And, you know, I was the negative Nancy back in, sorry, all you Nancys out there. I was that way back in, or Debbie Downer, how about that? Back in my teenage and early years. But there's a story that really hit hard with me that I pass on to people when they say, "Well, you know, I just don't feel good. I hurt. I don't feel like I've ever caught a break. Nobody wants to be around me. I don't get it." It's from the book of John, chapter 5. Do you know where I'm headed? It's a man who's at the pool of Bethesda. Supposedly now, this was a healing pool where if you could be the first to get into it, you would be healed. But it only happened once a year. So this man who was in desperate need of healing and saving couldn't even recognize it when Jesus was standing right there in front of him. Here's what it was about. It said, it was rumored to possess healing properties for invalids of every kind, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Are you emotionally crippled? How about mentally impaired? How about physically? We can see that easier, but what about spiritually? This pool made a brief appearance in John 5, 2 through 8. That's all it was. And it's where Jesus was entering Jerusalem. It was on the Sabbath. And passing by, he noticed one particular man who was suffering. It wasn't a specified malady. It just said he had been suffering for a long time. In verse 6, John tells us, here's what Jesus did. Instead of going up to the man and healing him, or even rolling him over and putting him into the pool, I mean, he stayed on the edge of the pool most of his life waiting to be first. Jesus asked this question, "Do you want to be healed?" What? Well, of course I do. If I'm asking you that and you've got something wrong, do you want to be healed? Well, yes, of course I do. And yet this friend of mine had to admit that lurking in the forefront of what she thought might be part of her healing was to have to do things more with people. She would have to be more of a helper to other people instead of having people serving her and waiting on her and helping her. And she wasn't sure that she was ready for that. She said, "I don't know that God has called me to that." And I said, "Have you ever tried it?" Well, No, because I've gotten But this question to this man was very simple, and it just required a simple answer. So the man didn't give him one. Instead, he had another complaint, and he said, "Sir, I don't have anybody who's going to put me into this pool with the water become stirred up. And while I'm going another little bit down, somebody always jumps in front of me. Poor, poor me." What? Did this man ever have hope? Was he the kind of man who sometimes very enthusiastically said, "I'm just going to start rolling over here. It's been almost a year. I'm going to get over here and I'm going to be the first one in"? Or does he just kind of lurk behind saying, "There it goes bubbling again, and I'm not going to make it because they can run, she can walk, he can skip, I can't do anything"? Have you ever known anybody like that? No matter what you say and how you try to rev them up, "Well, I know it, I believe that, but..." Anytime you say "but," that means anything that was said in front of that is discounted. "I know, I believe that, but what?" You don't really believe it and you don't really want to try. Is that what you're saying? You know, it's easy to feel sorry for this man. And especially, you know, when we see people who are physically impaired, we want to get them to doctors. We want them to be healed. We'd love to put them in the pool where he could have gotten healed. But here's Jesus. And because in his frustration, he misheard the question of Jesus. And there's a really defensive attitude in his answer. Jesus didn't ask a complex question. He simply said, "Do you want to be healed? Do you really want to be healed, to be changed?" All the man had to say was, "Yes, of course I do." But he didn't even say that. He said he had been there for such a long time. Maybe he thought Jesus was accusing him of not really wanting to be well. And some people, I'm not saying hypochondriacs, we know how they deal with it, but some people maybe are getting good attention because they're not well, because they aren't healed, because they have people feeling sorry for them and giving them things and sending them notes and cards, and they wouldn't do that if the other person was healed, because then they'd have to also now help other people who needed it too. So we've all had some kind of exchange with God, even about his creation, even about why we weren't born maybe with other gifts, or why couldn't I be taller, or why did I have to be a little fat girl growing up, and other things. But Jesus, in the irony of this, it's that man seeing Jesus who is in need of being saved, but he didn't even recognize his Savior. And sometimes when we want to be healed, we don't even know where to go for the healing. When Jesus spoke, he heard the words of a mere man wishing it could heal him. Never mind the fact that he'd been there many, many times before, and never mind that he was now in the presence of the very one who separated the waters from those below, the one who commanded the boundaries of the sea, according to Job 38, the one who placed a well in the bone-dry wilderness of Beersheba so that Hagar and Ishmael could live. That's in Genesis 21. The one who sweetened the water of Marah and caused streams to flow from the rock that Moses struck. This is the Savior. This is the one who stirred the swells against Jonah and then quieted them with a word in the presence of his disciples when he said, "Peace, be still." And they asked, "Who is this man that even the water and the waves and the wind and everyone obeys him?" That is, if they know who he is. So the sick man just lay here. And when Jesus said, "Do you want to be healed?" You know, this kind of applies to us as well. Sometimes we've asked God for certain gifts, but if we had them, what would we do with them? What if God gave you the gift to be a beautiful singer, but you didn't want to sing in front of people because you're shy or you're embarrassed? Or what if God gave you a certain gift in ministry and a calling to perhaps even go to other countries to be a missionary? Well, I don't want that gift because I don't want to go down where there's places in this day and age. And what would you do if God gave you a better gift, according to what you think, than the ones you have? Well, there's good news here. Don't let this fool you, because each of us, in our own way, each of us has sat by the pool, and we've hoped for healing, but we've been paralyzed by our own circumstances, our own self-pity, by our own fear. We've looked to something else which cannot save or heal us, and yet graciously, our God returns again. And even as he bent down over this man, he now asks you, and he asks me, do you want to be healed? Then get up, pick up your mat, and go. Only the grace of God can provide the very healing that we need. And my friend, that is a truth that will never, ever run dry. Lord God, I pray for those who are spiritually, physically, mentally, or emotionally truly ill and need a touch from the Master's hand. God, I pray with my other brothers and sisters for healing for those who truly seek you, Lord God. Lord, there are some of those that are listening right now that have been incapacitated for so long that they perhaps have even given up hope. To a certain degree, they can still believe you and still believe that you are the healer. And yet, God, for some reason, whatever it is, it has not been a healing for them yet. So, God, we pray for a miracle where there has never been a miracle. And we pray for healing where perhaps there has never been healing. But, God, for those who simply need to know that you have a big plan for them, God, I ask that you would touch them with your mighty hand. We all need you in some way, Lord God, and that is why we continue to pray, no matter what we see, no matter what we feel, that we are yours and you will use us in the best way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, my friends. I'm Dr. Pepper, shaking the salt. Thanks for staying on, my friend. If you would like to contact me, visit saltandlightministry.com. If you want to share your story with me, ask a question, have me come speak to your group, or maybe just request prayer. Once again, saltandlightministry.com. Thanks and God bless.